Unit 12. A disappointing holiday for Pam.
Have you ever been on a skiing holiday?
No, I don't go in for sports at all.
Oh, well, we went on one a couple of years ago. It was my first skiing holiday, but my husband had been before. And my elder daughter, Julie, had been before. So all of us went on a skiing holiday, with my little daughter Nicola as well. We went up to town to buy the clothes, which was very exciting.
And expensive, oh, I imagine.
Yes, but they've turned out very useful. We got some ski trousers and anoraks and jerseys and so on, but not the boots and skis. We decided to hire those. Well, we noticed that this shop had skiing instructors on dry slopes, you see, and my husband said, why don't you go and have lessons? You might ski after all. And I wasn't terribly keen, but he encouraged me, so I booked up 12 lessons, meant rushing up to town 3 evenings a week, but I quite liked it. I'd got through the first week and was just managing not to fall down every time I went down the slope when I got flu. So I was unable to finish my skiing lessons, which I believe helps you enormously when you get out there, you know, if it's your first time. Well, that was my first sort of mishap. Well, then came the day for us to go to Wengen, the place in Switzerland where we were going, and we got to the airport outside London and discovered that there was fog in the continent, so...
And that was Luton, was it?
Yes, that was Luton, yes. So we had to wait around at the airport for several hours. Eventually, we took off, but instead of landing at Zurich, we had to go to Basel, which meant a longer and an added train journey. Mm. Well, we hung about waiting for a representative to come and tell us what to do, and after an hour and a half, nobody came, so... We took a taxi and went into Basel, and because we'd missed the train, we decided to stay the night there because of the 2.5-year-old Nicola, poor thing. And it was very nice. We saw television, had a television in our room, and we all enjoyed the stay, and we set off the next day for the resort we were going to. And at this point, my 2.5 had just realised that people didn't speak English. She started to get annoyed because she went up to people and spoke to them and they wouldn't speak to them. They kept trying to say they couldn't understand. Anyway, at lunchtime the next day, we arrived up in the mountains, and in this little resort there are no cars, so we had to sort of leave our bags at the station and try and find a hotel, which was a family hotel. After asking several people, we finally found it and were greeted by a sort of rather alarmed representative because we should have arrived the night before. Anyway, she was glad we'd come, and we were given a nice lunch and then taken up to the shop to be fitted for our boots and our skis. And I re-enrolled for lessons and started in a beginner's class. I started to enjoy them at first because the snow was fresh. Mm-hmm. And we were hoping every day there'd be more falls of snow, but unfortunately not. So by the third day, the snow had really got terribly hard. It was like a sort of rock and slippery with it. So it was very hard to stand up even. I was getting a bit tired by this time and kept telling the family I wouldn't really go skiing on my fourth day. But they said, oh no, I mustn't stop now. So very tiredly I went up for my lesson that day, and I tried to give up in the middle of the lesson, but the instructor called me at the wrong moment, so I decided to carry on. Well, the very turn I did after that unfortunately proved to be a fatal one. I lost control, and instead of turning, which you were supposed to do by bending yourself sideways, I started to slip down the hill. The instructor called out to me. I shot my arm behind my back and fell heavily on it. He came to pick me up, as they always do, and said, was I all right? And I said, no, I'm afraid I wasn't. So he got the head of the ski school, and I was taken to the doctor. And when they x-rayed me, they discovered I had a spiral fracture. Well, they couldn't do anything up in Bengen, so they had to send me down to Interlaken, which was the nearest hospital. When I got there, they decided that I didn't need an operation, but they would set it with a very heavy plaster and string it up. Well, I was there on Christmas Day instead of being with my family. My one consolation, I suppose, was the most marvellous view of the mountains from the window.
Well, you certainly needed something, then, didn't you?
Yes.
After having all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly turned out to be a very disappointing skiing holiday, and I'm afraid I don't think I shall ever ski again.